You didn't tell how many boxes there was. There was four boxes. It was a big box divided in two. And they were 36 inches deep and about a foot wide. And for the single box, there would be two boxes on each end. And then they had a board to have the, as he said, he tended box. That was cut them up so they could handle them quick, so they could fill the boxes quicker. Made a difference what kind of a box tender they had while the pickers got their box. And then even sometimes they would have a double box. They called these boards that connected them the apron. And sometimes it'd be six or eight people picking right along one place. And then I have heard about them, Jesse. You didn't tell anything about putting those girls in the hot box, did you? And running around the hot box, trying to catch them with them kissing loops. That was about the nicest thing. And then one of the horrible things were they'd, of course, they made beer out of these hops, but they ground the caterpillars and bugs and lice and everything else right up into the beer. And then the ladies, before they began picking, we used to have sewing bees and buy some unbleached cloth and make hop gloves. And, well, they fitted real nice, and the vines are so rough that it worn holes in the gloves, so we had to have two or three pair. Yeah, the sun got so hot, they made the hop shades, and then everybody got tired, and a lot of kids, they had to bring their kids with them. They had bushel baskets, and they'd give the children 8 or 10 cents to pick a bushel to help get their box full. And it used to be about 50 cents a box. And really, I did well if I got one box. Jesse was telling about somebody getting three or four, but they were snatchers.